This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. October is here, and it's open season for stories of ghosts and monsters. Here's one you may have heard of, Godzilla. But this one is not stomping over buildings in Japan. This Godzilla is 17 feet tall and resides in a trailer in Dorchester, New Hampshire. He comes out on new moons when the sky is at its darkest. NHPR's Sean Hurley had a late-night run-in with the 600-pound beast and brought us this story.
The boy sat in the back seat, and the two old people, his parents, sat up front.
Hey, do you remember where we're going?
We're going to see Godzilla.
The boy was going to see Godzilla, who lived at the top of a nearly treeless hill at the end of a long dirt road.
It's like we're driving over the moon.
The boy knew about the moon. Through his telescope at home, he could see its rubbled surface, the pond-like craters, and the ranging mountains. When the car stops, the boy leaps into the darkness and runs toward the looming monster and its two owners, Kevin Ackley and Barry Sawyer.
This is what we call Godzilla.
Oh my God.
Godzilla likes galaxies.
It's straight.
Godzilla is a 17-foot tall telescope, co-owned by Ackley and Barry Sawyer.
This is probably the largest scope in New England.
To look through the eyepiece, the boy will have to climb to the top of a rolling warehouse ladder.
This is the perfect night for telescopes.
But before he can look through the great telescope, the two astronomers want his eyes to get used to the dark.
Every object you can see with your unaided eyes right now is inside of our Milky Way, with the exception of what Barry showed you before, the Andromeda Galaxy, which is over here. Ready?
Yeah. Barry Sawyer fires his green laser pointer into the sky and guides the boy's eyes from star to star.
This is the great square of Pegasus. And if you come out to here and go up and right in there, you'll see a little fuzzy blob of light. That's the Great Andromeda Galaxy, and it's about as far away as most people can see. The light that left that galaxy that you're now seeing left 2 million years ago, give or take.
2.5 million.
Latest estimate, 2.5 million. I don't want to make you nervous, but it's headed toward us at 300,000 miles an hour.
Wow. After 30 minutes of sky gazing, Sawyer asked the boy if he's ready to look at Saturn in the big telescope.
You gotta walk up, pull the handrail, and put your eye right there, right in that big circle.
Oh my God, it's giant. It's actually, I can see it moving away.
Yeah, what you're actually seeing is why that's moving.
Is the orbit.
You're right. The Earth is moving. And since you're seeing such a small piece of the sky, you can actually see the Earth's movement.
Sawyer shifts the telescope so the boy can keep looking at Saturn.
I have seen things halfway across the universe. I've seen the moons of Jupiter go behind the planet. Rings of Saturn, of course, are always a wonderful sight. But mainly I go after star clusters, and they're just like sparkling jewels in the night.
The boy is shown the sparkling jewels. Comet Jacques, M57, the Ring Nebula.
Oh my God.
The globular cluster M13 and the dwarf galaxy M32.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
As the boy is leaving, he tells Sawyer that he wants to be an astronomer when he grows up, and Sawyer gives him some advice.
Once you figure out the constellations and get a good feel for that, and you find your first two objects, your confidence builds up and you start going after fainter and fainter objects. But there's always an enjoyment in just being out and looking out into the deep night. Yeah, somewhere out there, I'd like to think a kindred spirit is looking back.
Sawyer looks up hopefully, and the boy yawns with sleep. The boy has school tomorrow and doesn't wonder about the kindred spirits. He's young enough to simply know there's someone looking back. For Word of Mouth, I'm Sean Hurley.
There's more Word of Mouth coming right after the break. Please stay with us.